A team of Czech scientists has developed a new microscopic method that made it possible to look inside the atom for the first time ever. The new method was tested on the theory of so-called sigma holes, or asymmetric electron density distributions on single atoms of halogen elements. To find out more about how the discovery works and what it could lead to, I spoke to one of the scientists that took part on the project. Dr. Pavel Jelínek is from the Institute of Physics at the Czech Academy of Sciences.
Up to our knowledge, this is really first time of the observation of the futures within the single atom. Okay, but importantly, these features also can be somehow related to some physical or chemical properties of given atom. In our work, we use this scanning probe microscopy technique, which basically can routinely image single atoms, which appears as a spheres typically. But of course, sometimes what happens is that you can see that the atoms are not perfectly symmetric or spherical. But this could be either the artifact of the measurements, or, you know, sometimes, of course, you can see that maybe this is somehow related to, it could be somehow related to something which is important. But so far, these asymmetries were not directly related to any physical meaning. In our case, we decided to look at the sigma hole because we know that the feature which has been theoretically predicted for a long time, but no one was able to resolve it. So from this perspective, actually, we can see, let's say, this anisotropic charge distribution on single atoms, which has a direct or physical or chemical interpretation. So that's basically the first time when we can see some, let's say, physical or chemical quantity within the single atom, which can be interpreted in a very direct way.
To test their new method, the team searched specifically for molecules where halogen atoms host a sigma hole pointing out of the surface. The reason for this was due to the way that the measurement device itself works, says the physicist, likening the Kelvin probe microscopy technique to a gramophone scanning a vinyl record.
Basically, in gramophone, you have a needle which is just going or scanning over your desk. And so what we have here is a needle, basically, which is ideally terminated by a single atom.
There must be a very small needle.
Yeah. It's very tiny. Well, it's basically the base. It's kind of microscopic. It's about like 1 millimeter. It's a wire. And then you have to really shape it that at the end and the tip apex, you have just one atom. And that's kind of challenge, no? But okay, so basically with this needle, when we scan, we want to detect some quantity, as I said. So it's a force, for example, which is acting between, let's say, this anisotropic electron density, which is on sigma hole, and our atom, which is on the tip. So in our case, because we know that we want to resolve some anisotropic electron distribution, so it means that we need to tune our sensor to be extremely sensitive to only electrostatic interaction. So because this, you know, to see something which, or these electrons, they create some electric field around, and this which is anisotropic because of the anisotropic distribution. So this kind of technique, basically we want to optimize this technique that it will be extremely sensitive to this electric field, so electrostatic force. And that was basically our contribution to that, or that was the reason why we have been able to resolve it with such subatomic resolution, this kind of anisotropic charge.
Dr. Jelínek says that the significance of the discovery is very broad because chemical and physical processes on an atomic scale are driven by the distribution of such electron clouds.
For example, if you have a molecule and then you know that there is a part of molecule which is positively charged, then you know that there are some kind of chemical interaction will happen. So this part of molecule will be attracted by the other molecules which has a rich electron cloud. So it means that the knowledge of detailed distribution of these electron densities in molecules or on atoms, basically this is the key quantity which we need to understand the behavior of these objects. So from this, then you can start to scale up and you say, okay, if I know this electron density, I can tell something about the reactivity, I can tell something about the interaction with other objects like assemblies to form some molecular assemblies and all these things. So we are talking about something which is very general, and then you can pick up this and say, okay, maybe this could be good for the medicine to design the new drugs, because we know that the halogen bond, which basically originates from the sigma hole, it's very important for the drugs to design, or the functions of drugs. Then you can go to other examples. If you want to go for, let's say, nanoelectronics based on the molecules, we want to organize this molecule in some ordered structure, like self-assemblies. And again, these self-assemblies, they are driven by intermolecular interaction, which again is originated or dictated by this electron density.
Aside from these practical applications of the new microscopic method, Dr. Jelinek says that the discovery is aiming for a more fundamental level of understanding, one that will expand our knowledge of the strange world of quantum physics.
We have a limited access to this quantum world, how we can investigate its atoms, how we can investigate its densities, electron densities, which basically are not observable by our eyes. So we need some technique which basically will help us if we want to develop some new nano devices, or or basically just not going for something which is real, but only to understand how the quantum world behaves, what are the rules there. So that for that we need some tools which will be able to resolve this kind of object.
The new microscopic method was developed by scientists and researchers from the Czech Advanced Technology and Research Institute at Palackie University in Olomouc, the Institute for Organic Chemistry and Biochemistry, and the Institute of Physics at the Czech Academy of Sciences, and the IT4 Innovation Supercomputing Center at the Technical University of Ostrava.